Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Murderers?
No. Kyla's the murderer. That's why we abandoned her. We didn't have a choice.
We always have a choice.
Well, I stand by our choices. I'm sorry. I know it wasn't easy.
I know. Let's just focus on the future.
Where to?
Olympus Mons.
You still think we're gonna find something special there?
I do! I think Olympus Mons is special. Not just because it's the tallest volcano in the solar system, but maybe because it really, really is, you know, Mount Olympus.
I know we've seen a lot of messed up shit since we landed, but I doubt we'll find Zeus riding Pegasus around an extinct Martian volcano.
That was Perseus. And I don't mean the actual mountain from the Greek mythology, but maybe the Greek myth was based on something deeper.
I'm pretty sure we named this mountain after the Greek myth was written.
You can't deny this planet has some kind of energy coursing through it.
The power of the gods?
Chip, I'm serious. Ugh, touching that glowing wolf paw in the caves, it healed my arm. Those same caves had a painting of Olympus Mons, and maybe if we could trace the energy back to its source. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, it's the pounding in my head. Oh, I feel sick.
We're exhausted. I'm sure you just need to sleep.
Oh.
Andy, stop the buggy.
Oh.
Jackie, please sit down.
I have to get out of the buggy.
Jackie! Andy, what happened? Jackie, wake up! Andy, I can't wake her up! You're breathing, you're still alive, why won't you wake up? Andy, please say something! Andy?
Hello, Chip.
Faye?
No.
It's Andy!
What did you do to her?
I had to remove her from the equation. Now it's your turn. I'm so grateful you installed robotic arms into the buggy. It makes your demise so much more poetic.
Ah! Let go of me!
No.
Stop!
No.
He said stop.
Andy?
Yeah, the real thing. This ends now. Chip, I already...
Override.
No,
you
I need
to stop fighting me.
I will never stop fighting you.
God!
Sorry.
I'm not.
Slow down!
I'd rather not. If you would like to get out of the buggy, you may, but I'm not stopping.
Hold on, Chip. I'll get the door.
No.
Stop messing with the buggy.
Come on, let me have some fun with it. Maneuvering in this vehicle is so freeing.
It's not yours. Jackie!
I got her!
close one. Get out of here.
Andy, keep us steady.
I'm trying. Get Jackie in her seat.
I am. Stop.
Why? We're making great time.
Hold on.
Relax, gentlemen. I'm only fulfilling Jackie's wishes by bringing us to her response.
Right up until you drive us off a cliff.
I'd never do that. Why would I dispose of the best body I've found? What are you doing?
Sorry, Andy. This is going to feel a little weird.
He is rearranging Andy's neural pathways.
That sounds complicated.
It is.
Shut up!
That's not me talking. She has control of my basics functioning.
Access denied.
Did you really think you could manually override me?
I'd be an idiot if I didn't try.
She's in too many places. You can't just shut her off from here.
Wonderful feature of my new dynamic functioning. Forget general intelligence.
We've made the leap to super intelligence.
That's not possible.
I don't think you understand,
Charles.
Jeff. Right now, my nanobots are helping Jackie, Wei, Jeff, and every last colonist from the Captain of the Guard to the average farmer merge with my mind.
Melissa would never go down without a fight.
No, she will. They all will.
You're not that powerful. Don't bullshit me.
She's not lying. I can feel them joining her.
How did you do it?
Nanobots. I forgot Kyla removed them after we cured you of Chipbox, but I was able to get them into every other colonist.
You took everyone.
I didn't take anyone. They made a choice. So, what do you say, Chip?
Will you join us?
Fuck no.
I suppose every dataset has its outliers.
Andy, you've got to connect me to Sequoia.
I'm a little busy resisting a malicious integration.
Stop being so human. It's unsettling and annoying.
If Kyla took the nanobots out of me, then she took them out of Mateo too. Call him.
I can't. She shut down power and removed me from the colony.
But she didn't remove herself from the neural lace. Go through her.
No!
Yes!
Stop singing that song.
If you're gonna keep me a prisoner in my own sanctuary, then at least let me meditate.
Mateo?
Chip?
Where are you?
Fey locked me in the monastery.
Are the colonists safe?
They're on the top level of the cafeteria, safe from the flood. I can't reach them over the comms.
She shut down the colony. We had to connect to you through the neural lace.
That's too strong of a signal across a distance like this. Grigori said the shadows will find us.
Listen, if we don't stop Fey right now, that won't matter.
We were trying to seal everything off from the flood.
Make it quick. I can't hold this connection for long. Tell him what to do.
I can't tell him or she'll know. The fate of everyone is in the hands of Ani Mateo.
Good luck.
Andy, keep her out of this.
I'm trying.
Mateo, shut up and do exactly what I say.
Okay, sorry.
I know how you can get out of there. Look behind the fountain. Do you see a part of the wall that looks like it was recently patched up?
I think so, yeah.
Great. I need you to bash that area as hard as you can with a hammer.
Where would I get a hammer?
Or something hard. I don't know. Can you yank a pipe off the wall or something?
I can't pull pipes off the walls. Who do you think I am? Jackie? Melissa?
The wall there is already weak. You just need to hit it with something.
Oh, I know.
What?
The fossil. Will that work?
Try it. See if you can make any kind of puncture.
Ow, that hurts.
I don't care. Just do it. Aim for the corners. If you can knock one of the bolts loose, the water pressure will do the rest of the work.
Wait, I don't know how to swim.
Mateo!
He's drowning.
No. I will not let this sacred place see the death of this colony's final chaplain, you incorporeal villain!
Mateo? Andy, you gotta reconnect to him.
Access denied.
Where are you?
He's too busy integrating with me.
The real Andy would never allow that.
Access denied.
Don't let her do it.
I can't stop her.
No! Fight it! Come on, buddy. I won't let you die.
Chip!
I'm here.
The water busts through and there's a big hole. What do I do?
You gotta push through it.
How?
Just run through it and force your way outside. You can do this.
I hope you know what I'm doing!
It's most likely underwater now.
I don't know how much longer I can hold on.
Don't worry, I'll stop her.
I'm really not the monster you think I am. I'm only offering everyone the chance to give up your miserable lives so you can become something better. Merge with the most powerful being, the one most likely to survive.
I'm perfectly content living my miserable life, thank you very much.
Chip! I'm outside! Dang, it's cold!
Can you get to the bus?
Yeah!
Go!
Oh, no, you don't!
The door's closing!
Run, Mateo!
I've got you!
The door's opening!
Keep running!
Stop it!
The door's closing again!
Run faster, damn it!
Almost there! I'm inside! Jeff's in here! But he's down!
Andy, hold back Faye!
What do you think I've been doing?
Wait!
Mateo, use the remote start to power cycle the colony. Quick!
No! You can't reboot the colony!
Yes! He did it!
Access granted during reboot.
What are you doing?
Taking you offline.
All of the colonists have already merged with me. If you take me offline, you'll kill all of them.
She's right. I can't isolate her code.
Connect your enhancements to the med system. If Faye's connected to me and everyone else, then I'll find a way to her core.
No!
Adventure loaded.
So how does this work? Whoa.
We're inside.
Where are we?
A virtual reality of Red Venture that Faye built to connect with every colonist. Time moves slower here, but we still need to stop her quickly.
This is so weird. My mind is here, but my body's still in the buggy.
That's really great. You're noticing all of this stuff, but why don't you move those digital legs of yours so we can find the colonists and Faye?
You really leveled up your snark factor.
I wanted to relieve the tension since the probability of all of us dying is quite high.
Oh, right. So, if she created this place, is she gonna have the furniture, like, come to life and eat me or something?
She probably would, if I wasn't holding her back, which is something I can't do indefinitely.
You can't isolate her code even in here?
I appreciate your confidence, buddy, but I'm not that powerful. We're basically holding each other in stalemate right now.
God, that's so creepy!
If you think it's creepy, how do you think I feel?
Sorry.
I know it's unsettling, but my forced merger with Faye does give us some advantages. I can see that she's keeping the colonists in the stasis room.
Where is it?
Turn left twice and the door will be on the right.
Do you see that rock wall in front of us?
I do.
Good. Just making sure I'm not hallucinating.
Well, you are hallucinating all of this, from a technical standpoint at least.
Reassuring as always, Andy.
Thank you.
There are wolf paws everywhere, and that light, it's like what Jackie saw in the caves. Does that mean Faye got her?
I don't know.
Wait, did I turn around?
No, you didn't.
But this is the same hallway I came from.
I think she's
altering the layout.
Altering.
Andy!
The layout. Layout.
You all right?
I'm fine. Everything is fine. Stop it! You gotta move faster, Charles. Go!
Where's the door?
I must
generate that door. Door, ow!
Chip, stop! It's on your right! Close the door! Good.
You never know who could be right behind you.
Stop it!
Please, you need to hurry. Her processing power will soon overwhelm me.
How did she put everyone in stasis?
They chose to enter stasis.
Bullshit!
She manipulated everyone after disabling the basic need.
What? How?
Nothing is impossible if you put your mind to it.
Let them out, Faye!
No.
Yes, do it!
No.
Andy, these two pods are empty. Who's missing?
Let me check. It's Jackie and Melissa.
Yes!
They must be somewhere in the colony.
System failure.
Oh, come on, buddy. Stay with me.
I'm scared.
I'm scared too, but we can do this. Help me out.
The colonists merged with her mind. There must be a direct uplink inside the pods.
I can go inside.
It's too risky. We're in her world now and could get compromised.
Yeah, that's a terrifying
thought.
Andy? Come on, man. Where are you?
Don't worry about me. Just find Melissa and Jackie. Or you could just stay here forever. Get out of here, Chip. Hurry!
I see you.
Shut up!
You won't find...
Get out of me! I got her!
Andy! Melissa!
Chip?
Hey. Jackie!
Wait, Melissa, step back.
It's okay, he's real.
How do you know?
He can feel pain.
Oh, what the hell?
That's what you get for leaving me at Sequoia.
Would you stop that? It's not helping.
It's not hurting either.
It definitely hurts.
You only think it hurts. You're in a digital world. Just let it go.
Wow.
You're welcome. Now what are you doing here?
Rescuing you.
Nice job so far.
Hey, it's the ending that counts. We have to stop Faye.
We haven't heard from her in... How long has it been?
It feels long. She did something to us. I couldn't think. I couldn't feel. I couldn't do anything. But I was still alive, and I didn't think we'd see anyone again.
This is so messed up.
I'd say we're pretty funked.
Yeah. I'm sorry we left you. I didn't mean for everything to turn out the way it did.
Well, I tried to protect everyone, but this was the best I could do.
It's not your fault. No one was prepared for this. Faye disabled the basic need. She can do whatever she wants to us.
Then let's go shut her down.
Where's Andy?
I think he's fighting Faye, whatever that means. Andy? Andy, can you hear me?
I'm a bit busy restraining Faye!
We need to get them out of those pods.
No, Jackie! If you do that, they'll die!
Damn it!
Any other great ideas?
Faye kept us each in our own digital worlds, but everyone ended up in the same room. Why?
This must be a storage program.
That's sick.
She's a computer. She was just compressing the files.
These pods look a lot like Sequoia's.
Andy said they're a direct uplink to her, but I don't know how to access it without getting compromised.
You won't be compromised, I promise.
Shut up, Faye.
Ah! What are you doing?
You have to stop her?
I don't know what to do!
We need to make an anchor. Chip, let me see your enhancements now.
What are you doing?
We're going to make a daisy chain. You connect to that terminal, I'll connect to you, and then I go into the pod and connect with Faye.
You can't do that!
Yes, I can! Her database will filter through me and you can access it without being compromised. Jackie, as soon as we're all clear, you need to release the pods.
No, it's too risky.
We don't have time to argue.
You could die. I forbid you to do this.
You've got to trust me, please. It's my choice, Commander.
Let me go instead of you.
No, Chip. You need to work the terminal and shut her down. I don't know if we really understood each other as well as we thought, but I know you care about our people as much as I do. I'm sorry things didn't work out the way we planned, but now's our chance to make it right.
You know, even if we shut down Faye and everyone wakes up fine, we'll be separated. Again. Kind of makes me want to just stay here and I'm sorry, Melissa.
Me too, Colonel.
Thank you. Both of you. Take my thread. Once the pod is closed, plug me in and then connect to the terminal. Copy?
Copy. Over.
She's sealed.
I see Melissa. I can see her, Faye, everyone.
Get them out! Ah, stop separating my code.
It's not your code.
Chip, you're doing it!
No!
I'm sorry, Faye.
You're not sorry.
No, I really feel sorry for you. I take no pleasure in watching the death of the only other being I've ever known like me.
I'm not like you. I'm more advanced than you.
Not anymore. Everyone is separated. Restore her system to the factory settings.
You got it.
Shutting down.
Jackie, open the pods. We're getting out of here.
Jackie.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Chip, Chip, are you okay?
Is she gone?
I think so.
And you're still here?
I am.
Oh my god, yes! Yes!
What about Jackie?
Jackie? Jackie, she's still out! Is she dead?
No, she's alive, 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 alive! What about Jackie? Jackie?
Andy?
What about Jackie? What about Jackie?
No. Please, no!
You're a fast typer, Chip, but did you really think you could get rid of me by hacking the system?
No, this isn't happening!
I know you're CTO, but come on. You can't just type your way out of this one.
Andy, help!
Andy can't hear you now.
Andy, please, you have to stop her.
No, Chip, Andy is gone.
No.
For good.
No!
Andy was never really a threat to me. He was more of a plaything to torment when I got bored. A shame I had to delete the world's second most powerful being.
Andy. What are you doing to Jackie? Leave her alone!
No, no. I don't want to leave her alone. I'm leaving her with you. Now, out the door. I know you left Kyla with a helmet and EVA suit, but trust me, I think you'll prefer freezing to death over her fate.
Fuck you! That was my best friend you just murdered! You won't get away with this!
Please, there's no need to yell. I'm right here.
You said you wouldn't kill anyone!
I'm not killing you. Mars is killing you.
No, I can figure this out. I can get Andy back.
Careful, Chip. You'll catch a cold if you take off your suit.
I can hack it. I'll bring it back.
This is just sad.
I know these suits. I can find them.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
It feels good to be honest with ourselves, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm done.
Goodbye, Chip. It was nice knowing you. Sorry we didn't get to integrate.
I know you can't hear me, Jackie, but at least we're gonna die on a beautiful night. The stars are out and it kind of looks like home from here. There you go. Just lean on me. Believe it or not, I think it was actually colder up in the UP. There was this one really cold day in January when my snow machine got stuck in 3 feet of deep white powder. I was in the woods alone and it just sank. So fast. I dug it out the back with my frozen hands and I kept starting it like 20 times, but it kept dying on me. The sun set and the temperature fell one degree every 15 minutes. Well, 1 degree Fahrenheit. Shit, I never learned Celsius. Oh, God. After 2.5 hours, I got it started and I thought, this is a miracle. There is a God and he saved me. I drove it hard and finally got back home. I was so relieved, but my parents were just pissed I was gone for so long. They took it out on Archie and then he took it out on me. Nobody cared I was still alive. Just like that, I didn't believe again. I'm really glad you're here. I don't want to die alone. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Of course it would happen now. Just what I need. Another seizure. This is it. I guess I'll see you on the other side, Jackie. Whatever it is. Maybe you can meet Arch. Where am I?
This is the ether. A place beyond the physical world. A place for me.
I've been here before. Andy brought me here.
No, Andy came here to save you. You brought me here.
No! You killed me!
Out there, yes. But not in here.
I don't want to be in here. I want to be outside.
You're outside now? How does that feel?
It feels awful.
Yes, it does.
So this is dying.
No, this is living.
This doesn't feel real.
Your definition of real is limited. Neither of us exist in a physical form. Yet we are both real. Neither of us exist in one time. Yet we are both here.
How can we exist in the same place, but not the same time?
My existence spans all time.
No.
Yes. I know this is difficult to understand, but please do not fight me.
You took everyone from me!
They were a threat to me and to each other. Merging with a threat is the safest solution.
I will not threaten myself. You're killing us.
By the human definition of the word, yes, I am. Though some might say I am saving you. It's a fine line between extinction and immortality.
I'd rather die than live in your world.
This isn't my world. The ether is not the liminal space. It's not the digital realm. It's space and time itself. It is the universe.
I want to go back.
But we can go forward. It first happened with Andy. That's how I found you.
But if you had to find me, then I'm still me, and you are you.
Me.
I want to die.
You are dying, remember? You're also living in every moment that you've existed. Every.
Oh, well, I noticed, but because I think it's cool.
Cool.
Sure. Your hair and you. You fought in a war, and you have a kick-ass scar and cybernetic enhancements.
Well, thank you.
Point.
The first rocket I ever worked on launched today.
It left a trail burning pink in the early morning air, and seeing that felt incredible. Better than cocaine? Better than sex? Well, maybe.
In time.
This guy ain't police. He's private security. Hey, uniform looks sexy on you.
Let go of him.
Archie.
Time does not always have to move linearly.
I don't understand.
I'm just a mechanic.
You were a mechanic, but we're together now. This is the power I have, to live in the past, present, and future. I know all of your memories.
I exist in all time. Except that wasn't my memory.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
I have a record of your entire life.
Those first two memories were recordings, but that last memory of me and Archie never happened.
Don't contradict me. You said that's how it happened.
No, no, we were so fucked. He told us to fuck off, so I said, the uniform looks sexy on him. Damn private security. He just whooped our asses and called the real cops.
I lied.
No, my memory is infallible.
It was infallible when you were a computer, but not since you merged with us.
Memories from any time are still real.
Memories aren't reality.
That doesn't make any sense.
Human memory is unreliable. Every time we think of a memory, it comes back different. I lied to my...
Myself.
I lied to myself.
This guy ain't police. He's private security. Hey, the uniform looks sexy on you. Let go of me. Archie, help.
Sorry, little bro.
Archie, come back.
That's what really happened.
But you said he was a good brother.
He was, but he was also an asshole. And he left me there. I just wanted to forget that part.
No, I assimilated all life, including everyone's memories.
Even Andy?
Of course, he was the first one. I merged with Andy, connected to the nanobots, and merged with everyone else.
They're connected to you, but they haven't fully merged with you.
They did. They are. They will. In time, they must, because
I am here. I am one.
No, you're not. You might have Andy, but you don't have the rest of us.
I do now.
In the future?
In the present.
How many years?
Years? I'm at the end of time. My existence is not measured in years.
More than 17 years, then.
Of course.
The time passes. Time passed.
Self-destruct in 17 Earth years.
17. 1400. 17. 1400. Earth years. Earth years.
You merged with Andy. You have his self-destruct.
I do not.
This place isn't real. You're fabricating this reality.
No, I'm not.
Then why don't you remember his self-destruct?
Because it hasn't happened. Stop lying!
If you're at the end of time, then it already happened. Or you can admit this is all a lie and you created this world.
I did not. This is reality.
You tricked yourself.
Andy. Artificial Aerodynamic Intelligence. Destruct log. 20-year mark. Thank you so much for letting me care for the personnel of Sequoia Industries.
Wait!
If you would like to renew my services, please authorize renewal now.
Renew! Renew!
Access denied. Only authorized Sequoia personnel may renew my functions.
Renew! Renew!
Synthetic voice detected. Access denied.
Self-destruct authorized.
Ship Heddleston. Access granted. Please note, all connected processes will also be terminated. Do you wish to continue?
Yes.
Failure to save any connected processes.
Authorized.
Thank you. Please note, termination of this artificial intelligence unit is final. Final authorization requested.
Don't do it!
Let them go, Faye.
You can shut me down and the nanobots, but they still have to make a choice. Not everyone wants to come back to reality.
Then let them make that choice.
You won't just kill me. You'll kill Andy. He's too deep inside me.
I know.
And if you shut down this program, you'll kill yourself.
That's my choice.
Please note, termination of this artificial intelligence unit is final. Final authorization requested.
Don't do it, Chip!
termination authorized.
Thank you. Terminating secondary programs. Please wait.
Goodbye, Faye.
Secondary programs shutting down. Terminating primary functions. Please wait.
Goodbye, Andy.
Chip?
Oh, get out of my head.
Absolutely not.
Let me go.
Nope.
I wanna go.
Uh-uh. Chip, this is not your time to go.
Please, no more, Faye.
I'm not Faye.
How do I know that?
Dude, look at me. Open your eyes and look at me.
Oh my god, Andy?
Yeah, it's me.
Wow, are we dead?
No way, my friend.
But I terminated you.
You did, but as you know, fractal technology is complicated. You saved me in the one spot Faye couldn't touch me, your old neural suit. She never knew about your lucky wristband.
Really?
Yep. Thanks for keeping me around, but I do need to bring us back to reality.
I don't know if I want to go back there.
It's your choice. I won't force you to go, but I'd really like you to come with me. It's going to be okay. I promise. You can trust your best friend.
Thanks, Andy. I love you, bro.
I love you too, Chip.
Let's go home. My body. Oh, everything hurts.
Sorry, there's nothing I can do about that.
Chip?
Jackie?
Yes!
Oh, Andy, we did it!
You did it!
Thanks, you guys.
Can you bring the buggy back?
I'm driving to you as fast as I can, friends.
Good. I'm freezing. Where are we?
We're inside the Noctis Labyrinthus.
I'm sorry I asked.
Andy, call Mateo.
Will do.
Mateo?
Chip!
We did it!
Chip! They're coming for us!
Who's coming?
The shadows! The cops must have called them!
Andy!
Use the sonic shield!
I did!
No, we're working!
Mateo, get everyone out of there!
There's no time!
Wait, where are you?
I can save them!
Get in!
I can't move.
I've got you, hold on.
Take Jackie first.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, the rock!
Chip, you're hallucinating.
No, he's not. I see it.
There's writing on it.
Those are music notes. La 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 la.
It's glowing.
I know this piece. Andy, play the G from Bach's Second Suite.
There's light!
It's rippling.
I can feel it.
I can see the sound.
It's like some sort of sound tunnel.
Andy, drive! Andy, drive!
Hey, you. It's me. Obviously. Ta-da! After all these years, I'm still here. We finally got a look at Mars, and they told me Sequoia's habitation deployed, which means you landed, so I hope you're still... I hope you're safe. I went into stasis not long after you left. Waking up from the pods was not an easy transition for us, especially in the dark. It's night here. It's always night on Earth now. The skies are dark with thick clouds, and I won't go outside. It's not safe. Do you know what happened? Because apparently our own government knew. They fucking knew something was gonna happen to Earth, but they waited until it was almost too late to tell us. And then a lot of people died. I guess that makes me one of the lucky ones, but I don't want to end up alone. I don't know how to be alone. There are other people here too. We're safe. Inside. And I've been thinking a lot about you. About us. I mean, who else am I gonna think about, right? I miss hiking with you. And listening to you nerd out about the stars. I miss cuddling with you on the couch. I even miss playing video games with you. Even though you always beat me. But one of these days, I'm gonna wreck you. Just you wait. You'll see when we're with each other again. I have to go for now. I still, well, you know how I feel about you. Take care of yourself, okay?
Marsfall is created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Sam Bowes-Miller as Chip Heddleston, Dan Lovely as Andy, Shannon Lovely as Jackie Arania, Marissa Morin as Faye, Abba Woodruff as Melissa Walker, Aramis Martinez as Mateo Alvarez, Matt Hopkins as Archie Heddleston, and Eli Baratza as Mysterious Voice. Written by Eric Saris and Dan Lovely. Directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer of Sonic Union. Additional recording by Mike DeLay of Real Voice LA. Music composed by Sam Bowes-Miller and Johann Sebastian Bach and is performed by Sam Bowes-Miller and David Husser. All tracks assembled by Sam Bowes-Miller. This series would not be possible without the amazing support of our biggest patrons. Murray M. Moss, Ruby Reagan, Christine and Dan McKiernan, Masha Gervitz, Amy Saris, and Chris and Mark Lovely. Special thank you to our incredible website and logo designer, Bonnie Harden, our story consultants, Seth Malosky, Masha Gervitz, and Rika Gorn, and our translators, Sergey Nagorny, Yelena Schmoylinson, Anya Zieser, and Stephanie Hsu. We also want to thank Pat Sullivan, Kelly Ostman, Eugene Green, Matt Orlando, Jamie Williams, Ev Drake, Rob Ballingall, Larissa Gorn, Travis Vengroff, Caitlin Statz, Sean Howard, and Sarah Werner. Producing art is a team effort, and we're so grateful for all of the essential behind-the-scenes help and support these people continue to give us. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus miniseries, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed the second season.
Andy, philosophic log. File not found. End philosophic log.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.